This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Precisely left until the 2020 election. Never a slow news day as we accelerate towards the singularity, the quickening end of days, the beginning of a new age, depending on how you look at it. The battle of the gods, good or dumb or wrong. The apocalypse. But as we sit here in the year 2020, our future destiny governs the fate of untold billions of people into the future if we simply take that destiny in our hands. Well, we always knew John Bolton was the secret weapon against Trump. And the New York Times this weekend, to overshadow the beginning of the Republicans' defense that they're finally able to put on after 4 months of propaganda and disinformation, that, oh, something happened in this room. It all happened in this room. That's the name of the book. You make a lot of sick jokes about it, but the cover of the book is an oval for the Oval Office, and John Bolton was in there. And he supposedly can corroborate what no one else heard or no one else saw. But, of course, he and a few others are really what the whistleblower is. They're just moles inside lying. The room where it happened. Is that the room where he got that ridiculous mustache? I mean, we know he helped when they attacked Iraq for the second time in 2003. And we know they helped cook up lies about WMDs. So we know that happened in that room. And we know the New York Times helped put those lies out. So yet again, the New York Times and John Bolton have teamed up together to give us another hoax, another lie. But even though the president said we're going to withhold the aid unless they go after corruption, that wouldn't be a crime. In fact, that would be the law on foreign aid. But the president worried about corruption in Ukraine, the president making sure the law was followed, that is transmuted into a crime by alchemy. So we have the second day of the Republican defense. They had a few hours on Saturday, but we're going to have another day and a half now. It reportedly begins the next few hours. We'll cover a lot of it here live. I watched it on Saturday. It was extremely powerful. And it was also very frustrating because I was sitting there watching Jay Sekulow and others put on absolutely truthful on-target defense, and to see truth, total truth, because I followed this in depth, of just absolute down-the-line truth versus what Schiff has been doing, it's just ridiculous that they've gotten away with this many hoaxes. And I just wonder if they're not punished somehow for their crimes, what the new ones will be. And then I started getting a headache because there they were showing the old FISA court 2+ years ago that came out and said that there was fraud going on against the president, against America. And there they were talking about Crossfire Hurricane that we broke. InfoWars broke the FISA memo when no one else would cover it. William Binney called me up, former head of the NSA, the head of technical, actually the guy that ran it, called me up one morning and said, hey, I got a call from somebody that says nobody's willing to pick this up, but you should. It's been out for a while. Here it is. I'll come on. And it was the total bombshell. Zero coverage by anybody. Total zero coverage. Except here. It's just incredible. But now it's being talked about in Congress.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the M4. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Remember a couple years ago, Devin Nunes, back when he was still in control of the committee before we lost control in 2018 to Nancy Pelosi again, and he kept saying, I'm going to release the FISA memo. And I'm like, wait a minute. Isn't that the same memo that William Benny, former technical head of the NSA, called me up years ago and said, hey, some folks are very interested in this getting out and no one will touch it, even though it's an official inspector general of the courts. And the courts released rulings saying we were given fake intelligence, we were lied to. That broke on InfoWars. And when we broke that, no one picked it up. Not our detractors, no one, because it was real. And they didn't know what to do. And again, it's not about going, oh, look, we were right again. It's about saying, how frightening is that, that so many times we have to release stuff here when no one else will. Because if you do release things like that, the deep state comes after you. And, of course, Mr. Benny had just met with the president and had been meeting with others from the White House quite often at that point and ongoing, so they could understand how the president was being spied on and how the NSA really works, so Trump could reverse engineer it and try to get control of the bureaucracy and not just believe what he was being told by the head of national intelligence and others, who he later replaced. And think about that. You can go back to the interview 2+ years ago. William Benny. InfoWars releases the Nunes FISA memo. And people went, wait, this has been out a few months. You didn't release it. Yes, we released it in the news. We made a big deal about it. We dropped smoke bombs on it like the military does to say where the target is. We said, look, here it is. Oh, you found the big jewel in the crown of the idol. But, you know, the people that put it there thousands of years ago, they originally had it. So you didn't find this lost city. You didn't find the ruby, because technically the people that built this found it. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And it's not about me complaining that we didn't get the credit or the attention. It's that that's the Jedi mind tricks I see in the media all the time. Oh, well, I mean, this isn't new. This is old. Yeah. And the White House called William Benny and asked him to call me and put it on air. And Benny said that on air. He said, yeah, some folks in the government called me and said, hey, well, this should get out. Call Alex. So the former head of the NSA that ran it, famous whistleblower, totally respected, one of the most famous code breakers in history, comes on the show with total credibility, and it was stopped dead. Total discipline by the media to have no coverage other than a few right-wing outlets going, oh, well, that's old news, and then daring not touch it. That's why I say when you're in the position I've been in at this nexus point between government, media, and corporations, you see stuff nobody else sees, and you learn how this stuff works and how it operates. There it is, early January of 2018, a little over 2 years ago. InfoWars released a secret FISA memo. Did you notice Nunes kept saying it was secret? Well, that meant the redacted parts, but now they've released most of the redacted. But there's Crossfire Hurricane right there for you, the whole deal. Now, Saturday, finally, Jay Sekulow got up there and talked about how criminal it was, how illegal it was, and how the courts said it was criminal and went to the White House and couldn't even get to the president because the neocons were keeping him away. And so one arm of the White House had to hopefully get it on this show to hopefully have the Secret Service, who sometimes brings the president stuff, get it to him. That's how crazy this is. That's why you saw panicked headlines everywhere. Chief of Staff battles to keep InfoWars off the president's desk. Kelly's main mission is to stop InfoWars from getting to the president's desk. And now Jay Sekulow is talking about it. So the good news is they failed to stop all this coming out, but InfoWars has to stay on air because most of the time it's us that get a story that nobody's covering and get it out to the world and break through the electronic Berlin Wall. Drudge Report a lot of times amplifies what we're doing. If Drudge can go research it himself and confirm it's accurate. But see, Drudge can't even touch something like that at that point because who knows if it's real. You know, we've been so demonized and so attacked that it's an act of courage to even promote us in a lot of circles. Because as George Orwell said, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So I'm going to get William Benny back on the broadcast in hindsight to look at this, because imagine how they're able to turn all this around to John Bolton saying it happened in this room. What, Bolton? Did you have sex with kidnapped kids in a room or something? Or did you finally trim off that obnoxious mustache you've got? I mean, what happened, Creepazoid, in the room? He's the big bombshell guy. Oh, the Republicans' defense is overshadowed by the huge book proposal. He's floating around. And he's ready to testify and come in as the big star and say the president told him, I want quid pro quo. As if anyone believes a man who helped develop the WMDs and Iraq lie with the New York Times. Oh, and who's he working with again? The New York Times in another fraud. This time not to take us to war and spend trillions of dollars. No, to remove our president trying to keep us from going to war. And we warned the president not to get anywhere near John Bolton. But the president didn't listen. Now the president says, I don't want any never-Trumpers and any neocons and anybody ever worked for Soros. It's a litmus test. I'm the president. And if I find out you work for any of these groups, you're not getting near the White House. Because they will pledge allegiance to the president. They will pledge allegiance to the Constitution. They'll do it all day long. But all they do is work against this country, and we know they do. The neocons presided over the sellout of the country to the Chi-Coms and others. And so beautiful things are happening, but also frightening things are happening. And the defense of the president's about to start back up, and we're going to be going to large pieces of it. And the parts we don't get to will also be aired, obviously, during the war room today with Owen Schroyer and Savannah Hernandez and others. And, of course, David Knight, weekday mornings at 8 a.m. You'll find it all at band.video and Infowars.com/show, as well as on satellite for radio and TV. And the only way we reach new people is you. But you can now see the panic attacks to get us off air, because we were exposing the Soros moles by name and getting them removed. We were exposing the Crossfire Hurricane. We had a big enough bullhorn. That's why they had to indict Stone and put him under investigation so they could then tell the president, don't talk to Stone. It'll look like obstruction, because Stone was advising him every day. So that's another reason they came for Stone with Russiagate. and started subpoenaing him was because they had to stop that conduit, that nightmare scenario where Roger Stone and Alex Jones were warning the president on a daily basis. Think about that. But now Trump knows we were right. And so now Trump has advisors that demand NewsWars articles and Daily Wire articles and Summit.News articles get to the president. And I can tell you the president's very, very thankful for this broadcast and very, very thankful to the viewers and listeners that make it possible. I can tell you specifically that the president has thanked us, thanked our reporters, thanked reporters we sponsor. White House gets that with deplatforming. They understand what we're doing. And the president thanks the audience here at InfoWars for keeping InfoWars on the air and its critical mission. And we're stepping up to the plate with your prayers, spreading the word about the broadcast, the articles, the videos, and purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com. We come back, the latest on the coronavirus is definitely shaping up to be a monster. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Said, and it's really true. Thousands and thousands have really died. Tens of thousands are clearly infected with the coronavirus. And there's a multinational cover-up of that going on. And I'm going to cover it in great detail next segment. And it's now been confirmed that this coronavirus was being weaponized and studied in labs in the United States, Canada, Europe, China, you name it. And that the Chi-Coms got caught stealing it out of labs. And so the big takeaway is, why are all these labs around the world weaponizing viruses, quote, to study them, or, oh, in case it ever mutates, they've got the weaponized virus and it can make a vaccine out of it? Because the cover for bioweapons production is research into countering bioweapons, and that's how Russia, China, the United States, the UK, that's how all these nuclear powers and biological weapon powers have gotten around it, is research. Defense research. It's not defense research, and it's madness. And any pathogen this deadly, you shouldn't be doing it in an underground base, like out of some Resident Evil movie. Well, guess what? They do it at places like the University of Texas in Galveston. Level 4 facilities that are not in level 4 containment areas. So that's all coming up. Next segment. Now, everybody wants me to talk about Kobe Bryant. And at one level, if I do that, it's giving in to pop culture. But if we can use pop culture as a way to get people to think outside the box, it's one of the most successful ways that we can reach out to folks that aren't into politics and aren't aware of what's going on. And so it is very important. And it's very, very sad what happened. And we've seen some people say some really nasty, mean things, trying to get attention that I don't agree with, but I defend their right to say it and to do it. So in the final segment of this hour, we're going to get to the situation with Kobe Bryant, because it is important, and the responses to it are important. There's a lot of facets to it. It's a Rosetta Stone. And then there's also attacks on helicopters and civilian use of those. So it also goes into the mindset of media hype. Helicopters are one of the most successful, safe conveyances out there. We have the statistics. We'll go over some of them. But because you have a lot of famous people that when they do have a crash, happen to be on them, because it's a rich man's game in many areas, most cases, it is a bigger deal because it's somebody famous that died. Even though when famous folks die in automobile accidents or motorcycle accidents all the time, then it's just a footnote. Nobody calls for banning cars. And again, I would say that they were operating the helicopter improperly. So I'm going to get into that coming up in the final segment and have some different angles than you're going to find most people covering it. But I got to tell you, You got the trial of the president ongoing, the Republican defense that starts up in about 35 minutes. You've got this coronavirus, obviously a bioweapon, obviously man-made, obviously souped up. That's what we were saying weeks ago. Now I've got mainline news saying it. That's coming up next segment. Viruses just don't overnight mutate into something this deadly and then just pop out of nowhere. That's not how they work unless they have been artificially altered. And now with gene editing technology that's been released to the world, we're in the wheelhouse of biological Armageddon. Human clones are old news. Human animal hybrids are old news. And it just shows that the leash has been taken off of any type of restraint. We shouldn't be creating gene-edited babies. They shouldn't be releasing genetically engineered bacteria into the food supply. We shouldn't be injecting the public with live viruses that have been genetically altered. We shouldn't be doing a lot of things we're doing. We shouldn't be rolling out 5G. In fact, I had a Wall Street Journal article that was in my stack yesterday that I didn't get to. Can somebody find that Wall Street Journal article? Because I'd wanted the stack back, but I didn't get that back. Thanks. That had a big 5G rollout that had the same flavor and sound as a drug commercial. Like where it tells you all the horrible side effects, but then they've got happy people hopping and dancing around in the background. It's the physical newspaper, physical Wall Street Journal. They're all physical, I guess. It's the classic newspaper style newspaper. I know for young people, a lot of young folks don't even know what those are now, literally. Most people don't even make phone calls anymore and talk to people. They send text messages because they prefer not to have human interaction. We're also going to be getting into some of those studies that are coming out on that front. Speaking of studies, ladies and gentlemen, I've talked a lot about this. The UN's own study that came out in 2007 was the last time they had a big global study on that, found that over 2 billion people had neurological disorders and mental disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Now, they spend all the time they can trying to put the bad halogen fluoride and its other sisters, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and everything, but not ever telling you how important it is for neurological, for your sex life, just for everything, for your fertility, how important iodine is and how it's a game changer for adults and children. Now, we have the pure, good, high-quality iodine that no one else has. We have the best atomic iodine from deep earth crystals there is out there. It's X2, totally pure. Have to have a DEA license to even have this at the factory and facility before it's put into this form, because it's pure iodine. You can do a lot of stuff with that. We also have X3, because some people cannot absorb the pure iodine by itself. It needs to be added with other types of clean iodine that's good iodine, but a different type of it that has been bound. Potassium iodine and sodium iodine. Small amounts of that are added to X3 as well. A lot of folks like X3 better. A lot of people like X2 better. The point is, X2 had been sold out for a long time. It's now back in stock at 40% off. You can get X2 and X3 together for 50% off and get free shipping on that combo and see which type you like. But believe me, you notice our information's game-changing. You notice that we know what we're talking about. Well, on this iodine situation, for your skin, for your heart, for your mind, for everything, you owe it to yourself to try it out and see what the effects are. For most people, it takes about 3 weeks, and then you'll start kind of detoxing, feel like crap for about a week, and then after that, it's incredible. Experience today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
We have been hot on the trail of the ongoing global crisis that is the coronavirus outbreak. It has a very high death rate for this type of pneumonia-like virus. It's in the same family as SARS. And we've seen the UN, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all over this like flies on you-know-what. Like white on rice. And, of course, now it's coming out that most experts believe it's a engineered bioweapon, and that's in the medical reports. You don't just have viruses suddenly mutate out of nowhere that are this deadly. It almost always takes time. And now it turns out, surprise, surprise, here's the CBC. Chinese researchers escorted from infectious disease lab amid RCMP investigation, believing that this woman and her husband and an unknown number of other students from China were removed from Canada's only level 4 lab on July 5th amidst an RCMP investigation of what's been described as possible policy breach. A level 4 virology facility is a lab equipped to work with the most serious and deadly human and animal diseases. So just have folks from China, students in there. No big deal. You should have an underground base, people guarding it with machine guns. That makes the Arlington Street Lab one of the only handful in North America capable of handling pathogens requiring the highest levels of containment, such as Ebola. Clu is a prominent virologist who helped develop the ZMAP, a treatment for the deadly Ebola virus, which killed more than 11,000 people in West Africa. Meetings at the lab staff were told researchers are on leave for an unknown period of time. They're told not to communicate with them. And it goes on to say that it's being investigated as espionage. And here's the headline. Did China steal the coronavirus from Canada and weaponize it? And that's what scientists and a lot of experts are asking. We're going to table that for now and come back to it. But China scrambles to contain strengthening virus. Oh, it's getting stronger. Virus death toll in China rises as U.S. prepares evacuation from China. Dow drops 400 points as coronavirus fears rise. Travel stocks slide. Could this be the little trick to make the market go down to hurt America? This is going to hurt China, too, but also the U.S. Draconian travel curbs needed to halt the spread of the virus, scientists warn. That's Yahoo News and AFP, but you notice, ladies and gentlemen, that our borders are still wide open. And when folks are coming in untreated from Ebola areas, we're told not to check them or it's racist. But all these other countries have sealed their borders. Philippines to deport 500 Chinese people to prevent spread of coronavirus. Those that have arrived in the time that it could take for it to incubate. Those that could have it hidden in their systems, which is a totally normal move. But we're told, no, no, no. Continuing, Mongolia closes border with China amid coronavirus spread. Well, no borders, no walls, no China at all. No Mongolia at all. You're not supposed to have borders. Those are evil, bad things. Just ask Bernie Sanders. France evacuating citizens from virus hit Wuhan. But why would you need to leave? I mean, you don't need to leave a place. You don't need to have borders to protect you. Don't need seawalls in areas that are hit by tidal waves. No, you don't need any airbags in your car. You don't need a door on your house. This is ridiculous and very racist, too. I think we should pay for everybody in China to come here and get free health care. And take kids that have it and put it in schools with our children. That's what we do with TB that's drug resistant and all these other diseases that are exploding here. I mean, we do that. So we should bring folks over here. So Canada's reporting more cases, other countries reporting more cases, the U.S. reporting more cases. Revenge of the 12 Monkeys, Nature Science Journal, warned about pathogens escaping Wuhan Level 4 biolab before coronavirus outbreak. Isn't that interesting? And now they're saying that the same virus was being worked on at that Canadian facility. But hey, it's okay. We don't need any borders or walls. We don't need a Philippines or a Japan or South Korea or Mongolia. They should all just open their borders up. Lancet reports a 15% death rate, people being infected with the virus. We hope that study's off. Just reporting it. Just reporting it, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll continue to track it as it unfolds. But Xi Jinping says China is in a great situation. Fears mount. The virus is man-made. Bioweapon. Major manufacturing hubs shutting down in China amid virus outbreak. Yeah, they're shutting down, but not us. We're still shipping stuff in from China as of this morning. From Wuhan. No borders, no wall. No USA at all. No borders, no walls. No USA at all. There you go. So, I know I haven't talked about Kobe Bryant much today, even though it's the big story. You know, we can look and see what articles are getting the most traffic on InfoWars. The three or four Kobe Bryant articles and videos are getting half the traffic on InfoWars right now. And I understand I should give the people what they want. A lot of listeners are like, don't cover it, it's pop culture. No, it's important. Because we can get people that only care about pop culture to tune in by covering it. And then they learn everything else. Plus, Kobe Bryant's an interesting person. It's an interesting story. Has a lot of facets. I want to cover it. I've just been doing my job, I think, and covering the trial of the president and covering the stock market in trouble because of this. And as I said last week and as I've said yesterday, the globalists have said they want to crash the U.S. economy. And Trump just won the trade war with China. We've been at war with them for decades. By design, Trump just said no more white flags and made them engage in major concessions and made business open in America again. And then, like, night following day and day following night, you got Bill and Melinda Gates running tabletop exercises of 65 million dead with coronaviruses, and you've got them funding the development of a vaccine and patenting this coronavirus, and you've got Chinese researchers all over it, and it's clearly a bioweapon. It's been weaponized, and here it is. And the excuse is, oh, we've got to create weaponized versions in case someone else does, or in case it mutates into this. And then always, you know, the last four releases of SARS that killed a lot of people were out of Chinese labs. I mean, that's in the Lancet. That's in, we have articles on InfoWars.com linking right to it. I mean, that's a fact. So these labs don't keep us safe. These labs make our lives very, very dangerous. You know, Russia had bioweapons releases on the Chukotka, if I have to say it right, peninsula and other areas that killed a lot of people. The U.S. has had bioweapon releases that killed a lot of people they tried to cover up. We had a sodium reactor blow up as big as Chernobyl back in the 50s in California. No one was told until 1987. Look it up. So who knows what's going on that we don't know about right now? Who knows? I don't know. I just know this stinks beyond heaven. This is ridiculous what's going on. And this virus is deadly, and it is spreading, and it is here, and the borders are still wide open. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I could escape this feeling, my charming girl.
Alex Jones here, back live.
I feel the wreck without.
I'm going to address the tragic death of Kobe Bryant and his young daughter and others yesterday while flying through fog in a helicopter in Calabasas, California. And I'm going to start with a symposium a few days ago in Florida on human trafficking with the widow of the late Senator John McCain, where she says everyone knew that he was a monster. Everyone knew that Jeffrey Epstein was doing all these terrible things to young girls and children, but everyone was scared. So you knew, but you were scared. But your husband helped bring in Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Libya and in Syria that enslaved hundreds of thousands of women and children. And he helped cover up the DynCorp operations and child kidnapping and helped defend the Clintons and their crimes. So it sounds like Cindy McCain's very naive about just who her late husband was. Because the whole currency of D.C. is on pedophilia. And as she says, they all knew it. And everybody's like, wow, you knew it. You didn't say anything. And she says, everybody knew. Well, you know who knew 15 years ago? Alex Jones. And I only raise that point to say this. I'm being deplatformed. I'm being sued. I'm being attacked. They're running dirty tricks against me every day. And the left thumps their chest and says, Alex Jones is bad. He deserves to be destroyed. It's open season on him. The average leftist in the street. When I exposed all of this and the blackmail rings with the Clintons, Hillary, her first job with a law degree was to go to the Dixie Mafia in Arkansas, where the Chicago Mafia that her dad was high up in actually ran their operations. And she represented Dixie Mafia criminals who would grab children off the streets and torture them to death and rape them until their cervixes were smashed through and they could never have children, had to have their uteruses taken out. Yes, men raped little girls so hard that they tore their insides out. I've had the women here sitting next to me. They also smashed their faces in, crushed their noses in, broke their jaws. Those are specialty. And Hillary's on tape laughing and giggling about it because when you want your daughter to go to the fast track, you send her down to represent child rapist. And then her whole life has been the same thing. That's what she does. And I've interviewed women on this show that report that Hillary Clinton raped them, like Kathy O'Brien. And I didn't know 20 years ago Kathy O'Brien was accurate, but later pieces of what she said came out and turned out to be true. And then I learned from a totally separate person, one of her stories corroborated, who didn't even know who Kathy O'Brien was, another woman who was brought to satanic rituals and was in the middle of it. I'm going to stop right there. Let's just say, when you know this stuff, you watch TV and see people on it, it gives you a chill up your spine. So, back to Kobe Bryant. Sorry, back to Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant had a 19-year-old woman come up to his hotel room, however many, was it 15 years ago, longer? And then they were never sure who said consensual. But then the whole thing got dropped, and he's not had a bigger history around that. The point is, though, you saw Kavanaugh being railroaded. You see how the left weaponizes it, how Hollywood weaponizes it. And then when, Meryl Streep wants to give a standing ovation for Roman Polanski, who drugged and raped a 13-year-old girl. Bloody. I'm not going to get into the details of it. They support that. So CNN comes out about Kobe Bryant, I've got the articles right here, and says, he's a rapist, even though he was never convicted of it. When they are the ones on CNN that have been covering up for Jeffrey Epstein and the industrial level information. I get why Ari Shaffir, who I know well, many years, came out and said, look at Hollywood that, you know, is covering up for Kobe Bryant, the rapist. I'm glad his helicopter crashed and all this stuff being shocking, saying, look, you know, you guys are celebrating this rapist. He's trying to jump on the bandwagon. You've seen the Golden Globes and other places where tearing down Hollywood's cool. And at a certain point, that's healthy and that's good. But the angle of making fun of somebody right after they're dead with their child when they were not convicted of the rape is disgusting. But he has the right to say it and should not be deplatformed over it. All I'm saying is CNN and others are saying Kobe Bryant rapist. I've got the articles and videos right here. And there's a backlash to that. They can't help their Me Too movement on that because they use that saying all men are rapists and dividing the sexes against each other to cover up their real operations, the Satanism, the pedophilia, the true evil that many of the CNN executives we know are indeed involved in, and the ritualistic trauma of the children of some of the hosts you see on CNN. That was 17 years ago. And so CNN, right after he dies with his daughter, brings that out and tweets that out, hoping to be the center of a new controversy, just like Ari Shaffir Shapir just did, who I'd like to get on the show. It's easy to make a point like that at that point and be the big national, you know, individual. But what's harder to do is to actually get into what really unfolded and what's happening, and how Cindy McCain is talking about how they all knew about Jeffrey Epstein, and that means the Clintons, and did nothing, but there are the Clintons at your husband's funeral worshiping him. So she's now trying to play the savior here, but now it's a big controversy because people are like, wait a minute, you all knew? Think about that. That's the big story. That's the big issue. And the full video is up on InfoWars.com. We all knew John McCain's widow comments on Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking charges. Here it is.
Everything, you know, it hides in plain sight. Epstein was hiding in plain sight. We all knew about him. We all knew what he was doing. But we had no one that was, legal aspect that would go after him. They were afraid of him. For whatever reason, they were afraid of him. All of a sudden, someone said, BS, we're not afraid of you anymore and what you're doing. It's not only wrong, it's illegal, it's, you know, all those things. It's like a house of cards now. It's going to start tumbling, believe me. And these guys, if they don't leave the country, number one, they're going to get caught. And they're going not only will they get caught, but they're going to be made examples of. And that's exactly what we should be doing, these guys especially. In my opinion, if, you know, I know there's questions, but he should have faced the music, that one. He should have. Sorry.
We had to delay the end of that for station. She says that Jeffrey Epstein is a chicken bleeper for killing himself. So she goes along with the official lie that he killed himself. And don't worry, the people that did it are going to be made examples out of, even though she admits she was an accomplice and she knew all about it. So CNN's not going to call out Cindy McCain. They're going to call out people out there like Kobe Bryant. After they're dead because they can't defend themselves 17 years after the case against them was dropped. And they're going to call him a rapist, because that's going to cover for the real rapists that are out there. The people raping our minds, raping our culture, raping our health, raping our children, literally and metaphysically. We come back, I'm going to get to the cartoon that came out a few years ago that foreshadowed Kobe Bryant crashing in a helicopter. He survived the fictional example of that. And then I'm going to finish up and move on into the live coverage of the second day of the Trump defense. It's powerful. We'll be going in and out of that, opening the phones up, and then getting to all the other news. And there is a lot of it as it breaks and unfolds. Please remember, the way we reach new people is tell folks about the local AM and FM stations you're listening to, about the local TV stations. It's so important to do that. And it's so important to send out the live feed from band.video, infowars.com/show in your email and on your text messages and on your Facebook and on your Google and all those other areas. It's so critical to get that live feed out. This is the forbidden transmission. Only you can carry it forward.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.